If you have been a priest or a deacon or a Eucharistic minister for some length of time, you will understand what I say today. It's about their hands, not yours, not the giver of the Eucharist, but the receiver. Their hands that are calloused and scarred from years and years of work. Hands that are gnarled from illness and arthritis. Hands that take care of children, the sick, and the elderly. Hands that are beautiful, manicured, that cook and plant and do beautiful things, hold their children, kiss and hug them. There are a lot of people with a lot of stories in any church. This bread that they receive is the connection between God and them. If you are a Eucharistic minister for a long time, and just tangentially, as you put up the host and say, the body of Christ, you might get a glimpse of their eyes. The eyes are the pupils of the soul. What they're thinking, what life experience they bring to this church today. There are probably 50 or 60 people here this morning. There is not one alike. There is not one that has the same experience of life. So you come here maybe in grief because you lost somebody that you love. Maybe in happiness because your son or daughter's off to college, the college that they wanted. Maybe someone in your life is sick, or you just got a new job. It doesn't make any difference to God how you come here. What is important to God is that you come. Noel Gallagher, in her book, The Sacred Meal, writes this sentence: communion is meant to be done together. It is not to be done alone. It is meant to be received in community. We are a family. And in a family, those are those people we know and those people we don't know. I bet you that half the people in this church today don't know the person sitting next to them, unless it's your husband or wife. Then you better know them. You don't know our background. You don't know what hurts us. You don't know how we come to this Mass today. You don't know what's happened during the last week or last month or last year. And that's the way it should be. Because when we come here as individuals with all our grief, with all our joys. But when we receive communion, that changes. We become people of faith. We have the common faith that God wants us to be. He wants the Eucharist to be the binding force in our communities, in our families, and in our lives. When we come here as individuals. The priest or deacon or Eucharistic minister has nothing to do with that. He puts the host up or puts the cup up and says, the body or the blood of Christ. We are being used by God, and we are honored to do that. But you are also here to receive the body of Christ, to receive the blood of Christ, which we hope I go back to soon. And that makes us, creates in us a family. We care about one another. We like one another. We love one another. We will do anything for one another because that is what makes us a community. The body and blood of Christ makes us that community.